Hello and welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Emma and with me is Daniel.
Hi Emma, I'm Daniel.
Today, we're going to talk about a new development in the air freight industry.
Oh right, I saw something about Cathay Group making a new order.
Yes, Cathay has ordered 6 A350F aircraft from Airbus.
I see, and these are freighters.
Exactly, these freighters will be used by Cathay Cargo, their cargo division.
What makes these aircraft special?
Well, the A350F can carry up to 111 tons and fly 4,700 nautical miles.
Wow, that is quite a range.
Right, and it's more efficient than other freighters.
How much more efficient?
It can reduce fuel consumption and carbon emissions by up to 40% compared to older aircraft.
That's impressive, and it also has a larger cargo door.
Yes, the largest main deck cargo door in the industry.
And it's made with advanced materials.
Over 70% of the airframe is made from advanced materials.
So it's lighter than its competitors.
Yes, it's 46 tons lighter at takeoff.
That must reduce operating costs significantly.
Exactly, and it's the only freighter that meets the ICAO Co 2 standards coming into effect in 2027.
So Cathay is investing in the future with this order.
They already have a large fleet of A350s, and this order is part of their future plans.
I think it's great to see companies investing in more sustainable solutions.
Absolutely, and it's a sign that the industry is moving towards more eco-friendly options.
I wonder how this will affect the air freight market in the coming years.
It might set a new standard for efficiency and sustainability in the cargo space.
I can see that, especially with companies like Cathay leading the way.
And with their confidence in Hong Kong's three-runway system, it looks like they're in for a big expansion.
I think this is a smart move for Cathay and for the industry overall.
Indeed, and it's exciting to see what the future holds for air freight.
Thanks for that update, Emma.
Thanks for listening to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.
We'll be back next week with more updates from the aerospace industry.
Until then, stay tuned.